This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeated Saturday that his country has real concerns about Russia's actions and statements on Ukraine as tensions build. Blinken said the concerns were widely shared by U.S. allies, but declined to say whether American intelligence believed Russian President Vladimir Putin was aiming to seize land from Ukraine.
We've been in very close consultation with partners throughout Europe. I can tell you that there's a widely shared concern and a real focus on that concern.
Putin on Thursday accused Western nations of escalating the Ukraine conflict by holding drills in the Black Sea and flying bombers near its borders. America's top defense official has vowed to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and to counter its dangerous use of suicide drones in the wider Mideast.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. And we remain committed to a diplomatic outcome of the nuclear issue. But if Iran isn't willing to engage seriously, then we will look at all the options necessary to keep the United States secure.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments Saturday in Bahrain at the annual Manama dialogue appear to be aimed at reassuring America's Gulf Arab allies as the Biden administration tries to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, which limited Iran's enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Somali journalist with state-run media was killed Saturday in Mogadishu when a bomb blew up his car. Another journalist was injured, government officials and his colleagues said. Abdiaziz Mohamud Guled, better known as Africa, the director of state-run Radio Mogadishu, died from his wounds. A government spokesman said another journalist, Sharmak Maksamed Warsami, was heavily injured. In a brief statement, Mogadishu police said that the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. Guled was a prominent journalist and had worked with different private radio and television stations in Mogadishu before he joined the Somali National TV and Radio more than 12 years ago. Protesters around Europe took to the streets to demonstrate against coronavirus restrictions on Saturday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In Austria, tens of thousands of protesters marched through the capital, Vienna. Austrians, including many from far-right groups, were demonstrating against an upcoming nationwide lockdown. The Austrian government made the move in order to contain the country's skyrocketing coronavirus infections. The Austrian government also said starting February the 1st, it will make vaccinations mandatory. Demonstrations against virus restrictions were also taking place in Switzerland, Croatia and Italy. The night before, Dutch police opened fire on rioters in Rotterdam, injuring several people. The riots were followed by peaceful protests the following day in Amsterdam's central Dam Square. I'm Karen Chamas.
Millions more home tests for COVID-19 are hitting store shelves in the United States, but will there be enough for Americans hoping to screen themselves before the holiday gatherings? AP's Julie Walker has details.
After weeks of shortages, chains like CVS and Walgreens now say they have ample supplies and recently lifted limits on how many can be purchased. The shift comes after test makers ramped up production, spurred by more than $3 billion in new purchasing contracts and assistance from the government. Despite the improving picture, health experts warn that a winter surge could easily overwhelm supplies, especially if holiday gatherings and colder weather continue sparking new outbreaks. I'm Julie Walker.
Indian authorities said Saturday at least 25 people are now reported dead in floods in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh after days of heavy rains. Rain in southern India at this time of year is not unusual, although the country has seen a prolonged monsoon this year. Experts warn that climate change has exacerbated the problem by making downpours more intense and more frequent. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by